I am Tamara Wallace with KFRM 550 AM, and I am here with Brent Boydston with the U.S. Grains Council. Brent, can you tell us about the foreign markets in regards to corn, barley, sorghum, and its affiliated markets?
Sure, happy to. So the U.S. Grains Council is a foreign market development, market facilitation entity for U.S. corn, barley, sorghum, affiliated products, which would be ethanol, corn gluten meal, DDGs, malted barley, those type products into foreign markets. We have a very large presence in Southeast Asia, where we've been working actively to increase those markets for those products. Some of the examples that we see, you know, we're looking at higher ethanol blends into Taiwan, Japan, the Philippines, Vietnam, and potentially India as well.
And Brent, can you tell us about the increase in growing markets in the market areas?
Sure. So not only are we in Southeast Asia, but we also work in Africa as well. We also have a presence in China. In fact, we've been in China since the early 1980s, so we have a 40-year history in China. And these are all, you know, this is what it takes to develop markets in these countries for these U.S. products.
And Brent, can you tell us about your visit with China?
Sure. So I was in China, just got back a week ago. We were part of a cooperator group that was there. We spent time in Beijing. We spent time in Shanghai. We met with both government and business entities that import U.S. corn and U.S. sorghum into China. To say that we can talk about China is one thing, but until you actually experience China, it's hard to grasp the market potential there. But the nice thing was there's an interest in continuing the U.S.-Chinese ag relationship. It's one that's been very strong. It was described when we were there as the ballast stone of the relationship between the United States and China. We have a very long partnership. We've been in China since the 1980s, like I mentioned. And there's a big interest on both sides to continue this partnership and to grow it into the future.
And I have been speaking with Brent Boydston with the U.S. Grains Council, and this is Tamara Wallace reporting for KFRM.